just ideas.
It's all good.
She sits on a dock, fishing in the water. I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter.
How can you not love that song? Unless you're Robert, of course. Okay, Fishin' Frank's Radio Fishin', getting started right here. I am sure somebody's awake out there somewhere, because I'm not, and that's probably a good thing. Fishin' Frank in the chair, Robert in the chair across from me, and our keeper and the one who tries to rein it all in, RJ in the production room over there. We keep him separated. He's, you know, it's one of those things. You'll learn later. All right, Fishin' Frank here, and today we're going to get into our topic. If we're going to go out and we could go anywhere in the world, and freshwater or saltwater, and you can only take two lures with you, just two. Well, first of all, say hello, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
Okay, yeah, this is just what I needed. Okay, we got Henny Youngman the Younger here. Afternoon, RJ.
Afternoon.
Morning
to you.
Evening.
Or evening, whatever. We're in a dark booth, so we have no idea what day or night.
Shut up in the cave of radio here. All right. So, guys, the object is we're going to have to travel the world and catch fish in freshwater or saltwater. Now, you guys understand the assignment, right?
Yeah.
And you guys got your pick together?
We do.
I'm going to start out, and I actually, I'm good with a crankbait. I really am. I like a crankbait. What's that? Oh, yeah, I'm banging on the table. He says, don't bang on the table. This is real radio. Okay. that's just me. All right, without banging on the table, I like a crankbait. I throw crankbaits. I'm really good with them. I've caught fish in Europe, North America, Central America, and I picked a XR08 OG olive green Rapala X-Wrap. Now, the XR8 in the green color, it's kind of a wonderful green with kind of sparklies in it, white belly, a little bit of silver there. And it's got two treble hooks, one front, one back, and it's got feathers on the back treble hook. Now, I picked this because I think pretty much anywhere you go, you're going to have bait fish that dark on the top, white on the bottom.
Yeah, that's a pretty good color scheme.
Pretty good color scheme?
Yeah.
All right, now, I'm thinking I got a winner here.
No, I got a question, though.
Okay.
So forgive me for my education here. Is that a stick bait or is that an actual crankbait?
This is a stick cranker because the Rapala X-Wrap has a lip on it and I can throw it out and just reel it in. And to me, a crankbait's one you just crank in.
Well, the only reason why I ask is because I know bass fishermen pretty much all over the world associate a crankbait with one that's a larger bill with a short, fat body to it.
Right. Yeah, this is long, narrow minnow style. Now,
kind of like a similar shape of a Rapala original.
Yeah, more like the original. Now, the only reason I didn't go with like an original or one of the fat ones or all that is because the originals are wood.
Right.
And the X-Wrap, if I'm only going to have two lures to travel around the world with, I want something that won't fall apart. And the X-Wrap in the 08 is small enough for smaller fish. You know, if they're 10, 12, 14 inches long, they'll eat it. And I've literally caught 38-inch fish on it. So from, you know, that foot long to, you know, 3 foot long, almost it will work on almost anything. But it's so strong. The body is so tough on the X-Wrap. It's not going to get destroyed. And most of the lures wouldn't hold up to those bigger fish. I'd be out of lure down to my number two.
Yeah, I can understand that.
So what do you think of the X-Wrap?
I like the lure, and like you say, you're going to find that type of bait fish just about everywhere on the planet.
Who's going to be brave enough to go with their number one next? Who's next? Looks like Robert's reaching for something. All right, what do you got there, Robert?
half-ounce weedless gold spoon.
All right. Now, I'm in on the spoon part. The only thing I'm wondering about is why gold?
Okay. I just have faith in it.
All right. So gold is your color, huh?
Yeah.
In the Gulf, in blue-green water, in brown water, gray water, you're a gold guy.
Well, if I'm traveling anywhere in the world, both freshwater and saltwater, and I know my odds with fishing that it's never going to be the perfect conditions, so chances are the water's going to be muddy, stirred up, cold,
because every time you go out, it's like a monsoon hurricane.
Pretty much.
We could be having the most gorgeous weather in the world. Oh, it's my birthday. I want to go out fishing. Gale force winds, 20 miles an hour. Small craft advisories. Everybody, please stay off the water.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. Now, so I have faith in that gold color. I know that silver traditionally for clearer, cleaner water, whether it's freshwater or saltwater, but I just have faith in it. And I know that confidence is one of your biggest things in your tackle box, period. So I'm going to stick with the gold.
All right, because trying to find a couple lures you go anywhere in the world with. Now, I'm going to go along because a spoon is pretty much good anywhere. I went with the minnow style, floater diver crank lure. RJ, what do you think of his choice on the gold spoon?
I would have gone with the silver spoon, but just because I've always fished Johnson silver minnows and have been very successful, and I'll go with Robert on that if you're confident about what you're using.
If it makes you feel better, the name of this is Johnson silver minnow.
Right, it's just gold.
It's in the gold version.
Right.
Does it make you feel more warm and fuzzy that it actually says silver minnow on
yes,
the package?
Yes, exactly right. As long as it says it so the fish can read it, too.
Okay.
Right, I
think I'm getting smacked here. All right, now, why did you pick the single hook minnow over the treble hook Sprite?
Multiple reasons. One, because no matter what the conditions are, I can work it very slow, dragging it, hopping it off the bottom. I can do a mid-water retrieve or a very fast retrieve. I can cast it into some serious structure, whether it's vegetation or rocks, and not risk it getting hung up as much. And another one is that the slimmest chance of this ever happening with me, but let's say I was ice fishing, I can vertically fish it very easily versus the treble hook. I've found over from stories and people that I've talked to and read.
It's hard for me to imagine. Now, this guy grew up. Wait a minute. He went to grade school, high school in Arizona in the desert, right? He then moved to South Florida, and he's been working at Fish and Frank's. And we're talking about traveling the world. And in his brain, he comes up with, well, if I have to ice fish.
That one threw me for a loss, too. I couldn't imagine Robert ice fishing. But again, the concept was if we were going to go anywhere in the world, ice fishing is certainly one possibility.
Let's say it's some weird fishing game, and they make you draw straws and say, okay, this is the spot where you're going fishing today, and this is the spot where I'm going fishing today, whether I like it or not.
Okay, so, but I was just shocked that it actually popped out. I was like, that's cool. All right, you got...
I'm just trying to think of the broad spectrum.
And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm just... Okay. For those of you who don't know, you haven't met Robert yet, but you will one day. We will be to your town. You will see us. Be prepared, lock the door, put up the dog and lock the door. All right, Robert, you were talking about your Johnson minnow, a single hook, weedless gold spoon.
Yep.
And you were saying this, even ice fishing, you would like this.
Yeah, I just feel the confidence to catch pretty much just about any species of fish, saltwater or freshwater on it.
All right, so we got the Rapala X-Wrap XR8 in the OG color. We've got the Johnson Silver Minnow, which is actually gold single hook weedless spoon. RJ, what was your pick?
The lure that I traditionally, over many years, have had the greatest success with is the Miro lure.
That is a 52, it's actually an MR5218. Now, the 52 Miro lure falls 1 foot a second in salt water. It is historically the lure that literally put Miro lure on the map. But now that's a straight out twitch bait. There's no cranking involved, because if you crank it, it's like a stick coming through the water. There's no lip. There's no fancy tail fluttering. It's literally just a piece of plastic about 3.5 inches long. And if you don't twitch it, it don't do nothing.
Well, obviously, you need to know how to work the lure. I like the idea that I can fish any level in the water column with this. If I want to let it sink almost all the way to the bottom, I can do that. If I want to twitch it around on the surface, I can do that. And, you know, the mid-range is probably where this thing performs the best. The only thing I would do with this lure that's different is I would take the middle treble hook out.
And we do that a lot. A lot of times take this lure has three treble hooks in it. So
yes.
Take the center one out. You have to leave the front one on or it's going to have the worst action in the world. But if I was just going for hookups, not landings, I'd pinch the barbs on the front treble hook, flatten them right out, and put a single hook on the back. It would actually increase my hookup ratio, at least as far as we're seeing lately. What's your thought on the 5218 mirror lure?
I think it's an awesome, awesome lure, but I can't catch a fish on it to save my life.
Oh, I've done hundreds, if not thousands, of fish with it.
Oh, I know you have, and your father has too. Your father even tried showing me how to use it a little bit 20 years ago. You know, and I have a hard time with it. I don't know what it is. There's a couple lures out there that people have phenomenal success with that I can't figure out, and that is definitely one of them.
Okay.
It's like my little arch nemesis next to that other one from years ago.
And I also have to say I'm jealous of Robert's choice of the Silver Minnow, because he is right. If you can have only one lure on the planet and go anywhere on the planet, including ice fishing, it would be the Silver Minnow.
So, okay, we got three votes for Robert on the Silver Minnow. What do you guys think of my Rapala X-Rap?
I think it's a great choice. I'd still give it a close second, though, over the spoon.
Okay, so you're going to give it a half a point there, right?
Yeah.
And RJ, what do you think?
I actually like the Miro lure better than the X-Rap. And
yeah,
it's just
but what
because
do you think of mine? What do you think?
Well, I think it's a really good choice.
But it's nothing you're going to go for. Okay, so I get 1.5 stars because I believe in it. Robert gave me a half star, and you ain't giving me anything. Okay. What do we think of the mirror lure? I'm saying it's junk right now. Just not
it's
that I'm petty.
Payback is a bitch, yeah.
Not that I'm petty. Go ahead. Robert, what do you think of the mirror lure?
It's a great choice, but it's not a choice for anyone who's a beginner angler. I mean, that is definitely a lure that requires some patience and some training and some practice.
But I honestly have to go along with RJ because I have caught so many species of fish in freshwater and saltwater on that 52 mirror lure. That's the body style. 18 is the color. That's a kind of olive green back. It's got silver sides and a white belly. And it falls about 1 foot a second in saltwater and about 1.5 feet in freshwater per second on the fall. Because freshwater is less buoyant than saltwater. You can swim much further in saltwater than you can in freshwater. The salt holds you up. So that's why it falls faster in freshwater. So I'm going to actually go along with you and say it's a really good choice. I'm going to give you 2 stars. So Robert wins on the first round. RJ comes in second. And I'm dead last and not appreciating this. All right, round two. Okay, now I got one none of you are going to like. But to me, this is the ultimate jig. It's a laughing head. It's white bucktail with a green feather. It's called a Green Ghost. It comes under a lot of different brands, but it's a laughing bucktail with a kind of a dark green emerald feather in it. So you got the bucktail on the outside, the feather's tied inside. This Green Ghost, I have caught snook with it. I've caught bass with it. Out in the Gulf, I've caught bonita, tuna. I can't even picture the amounts of different fish that I've caught with this lure. And it's a bucktail, so it's going to work freshwater, saltwater, because bucktail, deer hair in particular, does something no other lure does. When you pull it, it shrinks it down and makes it get very narrow. And as soon as you stop pulling it, and that lure pauses, like at the top of a jig, when you pull your rod up, right before it falls, it puffs out really big. And that green feather just teases them. Oh, this thing's good. If I was going to go anywhere in the world, I'd have to have the Green Ghost with me, Laughing Bucktail jig. Robert, you went second before, so you can go ahead. What's your second choice?
Basically, just another bucktail.
All right. Now, wait a minute. This is a poor imitation of a laughing of a Green Ghost. That's a standard jig head with a green back. Now, I do like the little mylar tinsel things in it.
Right.
It's got white bucktail on the bottom, green bucktail on the top, chartreuse head, bright silver color on the bottom of the jig head. Now, was it your choice to go a quarter ounce, or would you want to go a little heavier?
I went a little smaller.
Okay. Why did you go down to quarter ounce?
Because I didn't see the half ounce.
Okay, because I went with the half ounce Green Ghost, because even in shallow water, I can still bang it on the bottom and get lots of dirt pumping up.
Right.
Out in deep water, I get a longer cast.
Right.
So you would have rather had the half ounce.
Yeah, I just have more confidence in it for versatility. You know, shallow water, deep water, fast-moving water, whether it's a river or a tidal or whatever.
Was Spro the brand you intentionally wanted, or was it just the style of lure, not so much the brand?
Just the style of lure, not so much the brand. Yeah. But I like that color, and honestly, I forgot about that with the Green Ghost. I didn't look down.
Yeah, I know.
The
nice thing about owning Fish and Frank's and being Fish and Frank is I can buy and stock lures that I use.
And metal cups,
yes. And no, not fly.
That was an inside joke, boys and girls.
I just bought these metal cups. I thought they'd sell. They're cheap. We're selling them for a little over $9. Isn't that a good price? Less than $10 for a metal cup with the lid thing on it. Isn't that a good price, RJ?
Maybe.
Well, you don't care. Okay, I don't. But hey, I own the store. I got to figure this stuff out. Robert's giving me grief because I bought cups. All right, anyway, RJ, what was your number two?
Here? Well, I've been out bucktailed here, but I'm going to go with this choice. The DOA 4-inch half-ounce shrimp.
All right.
And the reason for it is in saltwater, everything eats shrimp. I don't care what the animal is, it eats shrimp. Somewhere along the line, it's going to eat a shrimp. So I figure I've got an advantage on that. And in freshwater, what surprised me once was, more than once, is I've caught bass on this. And whether the bass thinks it's a crayfish or not, I have no idea, but I've caught bass on this.
All right. I'll agree with him 100% on that. I've seen.
Now, what we're talking about here is a DOA. Do you like the 3.5, the smaller one, or the larger 4-inch?
I like the larger one.
You like the larger one?
I like the larger one.
Okay. Now, this is a DOA shrimp. And the DOA shrimp, it's sort of a simple body. It doesn't have some of the high-end tech stuff to it, but it's effective. And I mean, it really imitates a shrimp swimming forward. It's dead on the money. I will say the one thing I like best about the DOA is they use ground up freshwater farm shrimp. They buy shrimp from fish farms and grind it up and mix it with the plastic. So there's actual shrimp meat in that there plastic. So it does give you an advantage. Now, RJ, you're thinking it kind of looks like a crawdad. Robert, why would that work in freshwater?
Because there's a lot of actual freshwater species of shrimp all over the world. You know, you have freshwater prawns that get giant. I mean, there's a freshwater prawn over in Indonesia that gets like 15, 16 inches.
And to me, down here in throughout the southern United States, we get grass shrimp. Mm-hmm. Now, the black guys call them jumpers. Mm-hmm. And it's a little tiny grass shrimp. You can buy them at pet shops and aquariums. They're little tiny shrimp. But a lot of the fish grow up eating those all through the South.
Absolutely.
Now, why would that relate to up north? I'm going to say because there is not a night crawler for 150 miles of Southwest Florida.
At least.
I mean, we have sand for soil. When we're broadcasting and doing all this from Southwest Florida in our secret hidden studios in downtown Charlotte Harbor. But we sell night crawlers. We throw them out there and the fish eat them. And when the fish eat them, they've never seen a night crawler before. So why wouldn't, just because a fish up north, say in Wisconsin or Minnesota or Canada, even though they've never seen a shrimp in fresh water, why wouldn't it have the same effect?
No reason why. There's absolutely no excuse.
I was hoping you had a reason. I'm looking for a reason to shoot this guy down.
Nope. Ain't gonna happen.
Killed me on the Mirror Lure, and
I'm
not happy.
Ain't gonna happen this day. Maybe tomorrow, Frank.
Lots of freshwater shrimp.
Yeah. I didn't even realize there are lots of freshwater shrimp. But there's something about the motion of these as they go forward. And I'm not sure if a fish sees them as a shrimp or if they're a northern fish that doesn't feed on shrimp.
Lots of crawdads up north.
That's right. And it might even think it might have even a minnow type of look to it as it's going forward in the water and that tail is flopping back and forth.
Now, I will say one good thing. All of us on this number two pick, single hook lures.
Yes.
The DOA has a single hook inserted in it. It has a little belly weight in it, giving it around a quarter ounce of castability. And believe it or not, castability is important when you're looking for catching a fish all around the world. I've been at dams in Europe where I'm casting, and literally because I'm landbound there, I've got to make these amazing, you know, try and get every foot of distance I can get, or Germany, I should say, meter of distance I can get. But if you don't have a heavy enough lure, you can't cast it far enough. Too heavy, it's going to fall right to the bottom, no good in shallow water. Now, I will say the DOA has a great, it's got a very good distance cast to it. It doesn't tumble in the air as much as I would think it would for having a weight mostly forward. So you get pretty good. My jig's going to fly better. I'm going to get my jig better on casting distance. But Robert and I, really, we picked white bucktail with green accents on it. So we're really in the exact same boat here. So it's kind of our jigs versus the DOA shrimp.
Right.
I think we win.
I think we win by default, but I still agree with him on his pick. It's a pretty decent pick.
It's not one I would have ever thought of.
No, it's definitely outside of the box.
And that's why we keep RJ in the box there. We keep him in that little room with the windows on it and the locks on the outside of the door there. Now, how was the thought process in picking that? I mean, what brought that into your foremind?
Well, I was thinking about fishing. You know, I'm obviously from New England, so I've done that type of fishing, trout, bass, pickerel, northern pike, muskellunge, that sort of thing. They'd all eat these. I mean, it's something that they'll attack and eat. And you're also dealing with lots of vegetation, pretty much, as you get further north in the water. And the single hook pointing up is a big deal. And if you take a rubber band and run it from the barb to the eyelet, you've got a weedless DOA shrimp.
It's awesome. So I'm going to actually say, even though it is not one I even thought of at all, I'm going to give you real good kudos on that. So, in just a slight recap, I did the Rapala XR8 because I'm very good with a hard plastic lure. Twin treble hooks, one front, one back. I like the XR-8 because it has feathers on the back treble hook with little bits of mylar in it. Gives me a little more flash, a little more appearance. So if I'm working it slow, I can kind of pop my rod tip. And that little tail, even though the lure's darting side to side, the tail kind of goes a little bit more. And then I went with the Green Ghost, which is a laughing bucktail head, red mouth, red eye, and white bucktail with a green feather. And Roberts, your choices?
Was the same color pattern of bucktail was my second choice, which is just a white with a green accent. And then a simple weedless gold spoon. Yeah, those are...
You know, nobody picked a treble hook spoon. You would think that a Sprite-style spoon, you know, a spoon with a treble hook on the back, would be here on the table somewhere if we had to go anywhere in the fish.
Well, one of the complaints I have with any kind of spoon with a treble hook on is if you're casting into the wind, you end up with the treble hook wrapped around the line. So now you're pulling it in backwards. Now maybe that's just my incompetence on the end of the rod, but with a single hook, you don't have that problem. You can cast into the wind and not worry about fouling the line.
Okay. Now, one of the things I will tell you boys and girls out there, we are based out of Southwest Florida, and I'm Fishing Frank, and I've fished most of North America and Central America and Europe. Robert, he's been with me for about 20 years, and he's been fishing in Central America, North America. RJ, he's from the Northeast. He's fished up there. He's a sports writer and all over. Now, one of the things that my traveling and kind of all of us have found, when you're traveling a lot, you don't really have the capability. Say you're in town for 3 days. How are you going to learn new water, new fish, new lures, new techniques, new everything? It's really tough. If you're going from, say, southern Illinois, and you're coming to the Florida Keys to go fishing,
right?
And you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to catch fish? Or if you're going from the, let's say, Everglades, Chokoloskee down South Florida, and you're going to go up to Massachusetts, and you're going to be fishing salmon up there, say, or whatever, how do you decide what to take? And I will tell you right now, this is your number one best advice you're going to get from a person who's traveled all over. I take what I'm good with. I take my lures, my techniques, my stuff, and whether I'm in Germany or Austria or Canada or Mexico or wherever it is, and I look at the water and I go, okay, I think this color water, this movement, or this sitting still, these weeds, and I throw the lures that I know how to use to the best of my ability, because I have found even when I was in Fort Jefferson, Dry Tortugas, I was using the same lures that I used on fishing in the Everglades for Oscars. Exactly the same plug, and I did equally well in both places. So use what you're good with first. And then if it really is horrible and you're just not catching anything, then find out what the locals are doing. But let's see if you can outfish the locals first.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll teach them something new and start a whole new trend.
That was kind of the basis of what we were trying to accomplish here today. And trying to figure out, you know, when you're traveling, and the reason we each pick two lures to go anywhere in the world, freshwater or saltwater, is to give you an idea that really no one told the fish that it's a freshwater fish. There's no sign up at the end of the Mississippi River saying, hey, boys and girls, now fish, you can't go past here because this is freshwater, this is saltwater. You know, bull sharks go all the way to Illinois. We have snook in Lake Okeechobee, freshwater lake. There's features of this all around the world. Salmon leave the Pacific or Atlantic and go up streams and end up in freshwater to spawn. No one ever told these fish that they're a saltwater fish or a freshwater fish. So what do first thing fish like? They like eating other fish.
Absolutely.
And then creatures and bugs and everything else. So any last words there, Mr. Robert?
Not that I can think of. Just that, you know, confidence. Bring your confidence lures with you and you should be successful.
RJ, any last words for
confidence.
You? Confidence.
Confidence.
These guys want you to bring confidence. That's what I want you to bring to the table. This is Fish and Franks, and confidence ain't a problem. I got a whole backpack full of it, and I'm bringing it on. This is Fish and Franks Radio Fishing, and we're going to be here every week with you guys, so don't go away. And we'll see you on the next Fish and Franks Radio Fishing.